You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. 0% financing for 84 months right now on the 2017 Chevrolet Silverado, plus up to 10 grand in price reduction. This may be the best deal on Silverados ever. Check it out, Lakewood Chev. Around the NHL, brought to you by Cougar Paint and Collision. There when you need them, call or stop in. No appointment required. They will see you right away. You can trust Cougar Paint and Collision. Their family serving your family. 88th Street and Yellowhead Trail. Jeff Patterson joins us from TSN in Vancouver, where the Canucks, Oilers fans can relate to the position the Vancouver Canucks find themselves in right now. They're looking for a lot of hope to see where their season goes. And as Oilers fans can attest, sometimes hope rarely turns into success. We will see how it is in Vancouver. Jeff, very different. You know, they signed Thomas Vanek, who a lot of people think could fit in very well with the Sedins, but I'm sure more people are concerned. Concern's probably the wrong word, but the Bo Horvat. What are you expecting? A bridge deal from Horvat, or do you think he gets a long-term deal?
I think it's probably going to wind up being a bridge deal. I think all signs are indicating that now as time ticks down to the start of training camp. And I think people, I think you're well within your right, Greger, to use the word concern out here. He is the face of the franchise now moving forward, even though the Twins are here in their final year of their contract, and we don't know what their future holds. But, Bo Horvat led the team in scoring last year. I think we saw a transition there, a passing of the baton, if you will. And, if this thing drags on, does it really affect the Canucks in the grand scheme? Probably not. But when I say that, I mean, if they lose a few more games off the hop because they don't have Bo Horvat in their lineup, it's not going to change an awful lot. But I do think that now the heat's on management to get this thing done. There was already enough heat on management out here for some of the decisions they have made, some of the things that they've done, and some of the things they haven't done. And so if you are trying to sell hope to a fan base and you're doing it without the face of your franchise and probably a future captain, that doesn't reflect so well on the organization. So, time's ticking now to the start of camp. There's a week still to get something done here, but I do think people are starting to get a little concerned out here on the West Coast.
All right, so if you saw where their team's going, young guys, this list of Stetcher, Ylevi, Goldobin, Virtanen, and Boeser, which one are you most bullish on heading into this season?
Well, there's a lot of people out here that are excited to see Olli Ylevi, the guy that they got with the fifth overall pick a year ago, and he went back and played another season in junior in London, and from all reports, has bulked up here and sounds like he's ready to come to camp, and we'll see what they do. But Stretch, one of the problems they've done throughout this summer is they've put up roadblocks for all of these young guys in just about every position. Like Brock Besser is their best prospect. There's no question about that. He turned pro after his season at North Dakota last year, plays 9 games and scores 4 goals in those 9 games and had an assist as well. And so, just in a short sample size, it was garbage time for the Canucks, but the teams they were playing were still in the hunt and they were playing hard and, Besser found a way to score goals, and that's what he is supposed to do. This is a guy that's a big shot, a right-handed shot, kind of a one-shot scorer, something that this organization hasn't had in a while. So there's a lot of excitement about him, but the thinking is that he'll play on line with Bo Horvat and Sven Berchi, probably because that's where he finished last season. And then, that kind of tracks back to Bo Horvat again. And is he going to be around? I think he'd be here for the start of the season. But that's where, Vanek now is sort of an impediment to Brock Besser being a full-time National Hockey Leaguer. And then, on July 1st, they brought in Sam Gagner. They brought in Burmistrov. There's a lot of questions about where everybody fits on this depth chart, and I've spent most of the summer trying to figure it out. I thought I had maybe come to some conclusions, and then they went out on Friday and signed Thomas Vanek, and I don't hate the contract, 1 year, $2 million, that's not the issue, but I don't like the signing because I think guys like Vanek at that stage of their career sort of stand in the way of progress and moving this organization in the right direction. And at the trade deadline, they trade Burrows, they trade Hansen, they get assets. People here were ecstatic. The fans here want a rebuild, and it's the ownership and it's the organization that doesn't seem fully committed or prepared to go down that road. So Besser looks like a legitimate prospect. It's just a question of, will they find a spot for him? Can they find a spot for him? What do you do with guys like Thomas Vanek and Sam Gagner, and are they going to eat up minutes that I think a lot of the fans would like to see go to some of these younger guys?
And, you know, it's interesting because I heard that a lot in Edmonton, and just giving young guys minutes is the biggest recipe for having no success. They've got to be ready to prove it, because if they're not better than Sam Gagner, then they don't deserve the minutes.
And I have, you know, on July 1st, I didn't have a problem with the Gagner signing. Guys, and you watched from afar. Like, the Canucks were a disaster. They were a tire fire last year, and really 2 years. And one of the biggest problems with this organization was a power play that was, I cannot stomach another season of a power play that looked like it did last year when it was 29th, and it was the Twins, and it was Brandon Sutter in front of the net, and it was Alex Edler at the point, and, you know, pick somebody else. Didn't seem to matter whether it was Louis Erickson. I mean, he was a disaster last year. And Willie Desjardins just refused to budge. Like, he was so stubborn. And ultimately, that was one of his downfalls, was he just refused to go away from what wasn't working. And, like, why in the world would you do that? The old definition of insanity, right? Like, we watch that on a nightly basis. So Sam Gagner alone isn't going to solve their power play, but he comes from Columbus, where they had the best power play in the NHL last year. And I'm all for anything that will change up the look of this power play. And I do think that's an area where Brock Besser can, you know, can contribute. And you're not expecting him to set the league on fire. And I hear what you say. I'm all for competition at camp as well. But I also want to believe that, you know, if you're true to a youth movement, then you're going to go with some of your young guys. And I'm not saying all the young guys, don't give them the keys to the castle, but I do think Brock Besser showed, even in a 10-game run last year, that, you know, there's something there. There's something about this guy that makes him the best prospect that they've got. Why wouldn't you want to do everything in your power as an organization to serve that up, to put him in a position to succeed so that you can sell that to your fan base?
Lou Eriksson was sold on the Vancouver Canucks, and he disappointed his first year. Why should anyone expect anything different from Sir Louis this year?
Well, it is funny what one terrible season can do for expectations. I mean, he came over from Boston, and the talk last year was, oh, you know, a 30-goal guy, he'll lead this team in goal scoring, and he finished with 11. It took him his first 14 games to put one in the net. Well, I say that, but he scored on his own net on opening night, and that kind of was a harbinger of things to come when he scored against the Canucks against Calgary on opening night, and then he needed 13 more games to put one in the proper net. So expectations now have dropped, and all of a sudden a 20-goal season from Louis Erickson in year two would look like success. I think he's a better player than he showed here. He's a tough nut to crack. He doesn't do a ton of interviews, and when he does, he doesn't say much. And so, you know, he tried to spin it positively all the time, even though there wasn't a whole lot positive there. I think he's a better player than he showed, but now that's up to him to come out and show it, because they're on the hook for 5 more years at 6 per. That's a mighty paycheck. And you know, what a team in the Canucks position was doing, signing that kind of deal a year ago, it didn't make sense then. It certainly doesn't make sense now. It doesn't look good after last year. But I have to think that professional pride will kick in. If he gets off to a better start, you know, maybe that helps. But if he doesn't, then, you know, who knows where it goes from there. But I have to think that there's more offense for Louis Erickson to give. And I'll be curious to see how they use him. You know, will he see some time with the Twins? Perhaps. Does he play with Sutter again? That was kind of where he spent much of last season, was really in a third-line capacity, and you're paying this guy $6 million a season. So, again, the Canucks have all these veterans now. It's just a question of how Travis Green, as a first-year head coach, wants to employ them, and he's got Daniel and Henrik Sedin, who will be 37 by the time the season starts, and yet they still look like the Canucks' best offensive options, and that's an indictment on the organization and the development of these young guys over the last bunch of years, because you're heading into another season, coming off a year when you were 29th, and your best offensive players are still the same guys that were, you know, in that role a decade ago.
What about in the back end? Erik Branson, I believe, only has 1 year left on his deal. Is this a show me what you got year, or is he going to be on the trade block here? And with all due respect, I think they're cruising towards a lottery pick. Is he on his way out the door?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. It is a show me, and he took a 1 year deal. Because last year almost didn't happen, right? Like 30 games, and they were 30 early games, and he was still getting his feet wet in a new city, coming over from, you know, the East, and there is that acclimation time. I mean, ask Louis Erickson. And we didn't really see a whole lot of Erik Gudbranson. I mean, this team wasn't very good. He, in those games, wasn't all that great. They thought that he and Ben Hutton would be a good pairing. He'd mind the store and let Hutton roam all over the ice, and for whatever reason, it was oil and water, and it didn't work, and so then they were scrambling to find, you know, partnerships that worked for both of those guys, and then things started to unravel, and then he got hurt. I mean, he tried to play through a wrist injury, and ultimately, before Christmas, had a wrist surgery. So he's coming back off a wrist surgery. You know, I think he's got to prove some things to himself, to the organization, but also to the rest of the league, because you're right. I mean, he will be a pending unrestricted free agent at the trade deadline, and we'll see where things go. I mean, he's one of the most positive guys around. His teammates seem to love him, but, you know, it's about what you do on the ice, and so he's got to show up and prove it. And again, you know, where he fits into this mix here, they've got Edler and Tanev. There's your one and two for certain. Troy Stetcher had a nice rookie season. Ben Hutton is here. You know, all of a sudden, Gudbranson at 4.5. Is he a, you know, is he a third pairing guy? It kind of looks like that's where he's going to start the season. And I'm not sure that they want to have a third pairing guy making $4.5 million.
That would be a lot. Jeff, it's going to be an interesting season. We look forward to it. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, guys.